الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله ربه رحمة للعالمين. Last time we spoke about one of the great Sahaba of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Who was that Sahaba? Just remember the name of the Sahaba. يا حسن. So we spoke about Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and we said he was one of the early Muslims who accepted Islam. And we mentioned some stories about his amana, being honest and truthful. And we spoke also about him, about his physical appearance. And we said that he was not necessarily strong, and at some point we mentioned the hadith of the Sahaba in Musnad Imam Ahmad, where one time he climbed a tree to get some swag from Shajar al-Araq, and the Sahaba saw his legs and they started to laugh. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لِمَاذَا تَضْحَكُونَ يَعْنِي قَالُوا لِدِقَّةِ سَاقَيْهِ. His legs were too tiny. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ هما عند الله أثقل من أحد. These little tiny feet are heavier in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the mountain of Uhud. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not judge us by the way we look or how big or small or handsome we are. If you are very handsome in this world but you are ugly in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't make you any good. And if you are big but your deeds are worthless, then in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it doesn't make any good. And as we said in the hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَى صُوَارِكُمْ وَأَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah does not judge you by how big you are or how you look, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judges you by the sincerity of your actions and the purity of your heart. This is what matters with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And although we said Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was physically weak, يعني شهد المشاهد كلها مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما تغير قط. في أحد كان موجود, في بدر كان موجود, الخندق كان دائما موجود. وقلنا سبحان الله مع ضعف بنيته وحضوره المشاهد كلها إلا أنه لم يقتل في الغزوات. Although he was weak physically and he attended all the battles, but he was not killed in the battlefield. Although he was fighting against very powerful people. So I imagine if we have brother Abu al-Abd, for example, in the arena fighting against Muhammad Ali Clay, for example, and they fought for 20 rounds, and brother Abu al-Abd is not even injured. It's a miracle, subhanAllah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives protection to whom He wants. We also spoke about how beautiful his voice was. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, من سره أن يقرأ القرآن كما أنزل أو غضا كما أنزل فليقرأه بقراءة ابن أم عبد. Those who like to recite the Quran as sweet as it was revealed, let them recite like Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. And also we mentioned the story of the Prophet ﷺ asking Abdullah ibn Mas'ud to recite the Quran for him. فاستغرب Abdullah ibn Mas'ud وقال يعني كيف أقرأ عليك وعليك أنزل فقال إني أحب أن أسمعه من غيري فقرأ Abdullah ibn Mas'ud من سورة النساء حتى إذا وصل الآية الكريمة التي تقول أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فكيف إذا جئنا من كل أمة بشهيد وجئنا بك على هؤلاء شهيدا فقال حسبك أو كفى فنظر Abdullah ibn Mas'ud إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فإذا عيناه تهملان أو فإذا عيناه ممتلئتان بالدموع كان يبكي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So when Abdullah ibn Mas'ud recited this verse, he recited from Surah An-Nisa till he reached this verse. How will it be, O Muhammad, when we bring forth a witness against every nation, then we bring you as a witness against these people. So the Prophet ﷺ said, that's enough, stop. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud looked at the Prophet ﷺ and he saw tears rolling down the cheeks of the Prophet ﷺ. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud كان من أكثر الصحابة رواية للحديث. فهو روى ما يقارب الألف حديث. ومن حيث الترتيب من حيث عدد الحديث هو رقم 8. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud recited so many hadith from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So if you're gonna put the Sahaba in the order of how many hadith they reported from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was number 8. So Abu Hurairah was number 1. Then you have Sahaba like Abdullah ibn Umar, Anas ibn Malik, Aisha radiallahu anha. Then you have Abdullah ibn Mas'ud number 8. It seems that the Prophet ﷺ loved the name of Abdullah. It was one of his favorite names. We are talking about Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, so I'm going to digress a little bit and talk briefly about the name Abdullah. We know that in the Sunnah, the Prophet ﷺ changed some of the Sahaba's name because the names were not beautiful, or they had terrible meanings. Some of us don't know, for example, that Abdullah ibn Umar, the son of Umar ibn Khattab, and Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, and some of the other Sahaba, their name was Al-Asi, before Islam. Al-Asi means the disobedient one. So the Prophet ﷺ changed their names to Abdullah. So now we have Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, and so on, and so forth. Also in Hadith, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني كان عمر بن الخطاب كانت له ابنة اسمها عاصية يعني كان له ولد ما شاء الله اسمه العاصي والبنت اسمها عاصية زي ما في سمير وسميرة وكذا الناس بيزبطوا الأسماء على بعض فكان عنده عاصي وعاصية. So the son of عمر بن الخطاب, his name was العاصي, the disobedient, and one of his daughters, her name was العاصية, the disobedient girl and disobedient boy. So the Prophet ﷺ changed the name to Abdullah, the servant of Allah, the obedient to Allah. Then the girl's name became Jamila, the beautiful one. So the Prophet ﷺ loved beautiful names. And we know that the son of the Prophet ﷺ, his name was Abdullah. بعض الناس تظن أن الحديث بتاع خير الأسماء مع عبيدة وحمد هو حديث صحيح ولكن في الواقع يعني كثير من المحدثون تكلموا فيه وقالوا حديث ضعيف أو موضوع لا أصل له في السنة. They say that this hadith that the best names are the names that start with Abd كذا or the names that are derived from the root word حمدة like محمد أحمد محمود حامد. These are the most beloved names to Allah, but this is not an authentic hadith. Most of the scholars of hadith say it is not an authentic hadith. However, we know that there are so many other hadith that revolve around the same meaning. Like for example, أحب الأسماء إلى الله عبد الله وعبد الرحمن. It's an authentic hadith في صحيح مسلم. The most beloved names to Allah is Abdullah and عبد الرحمن. This is an authentic hadith. It's in صحيح مسلم. كثير منا يحب أن يسمي أبناءه على أسماء الصحابة وهذا أمر طيب ولكن أحيانا بعضنا يختار أسماء الصحابة اللي هي التعجيزية الأسماء اللي هي صعبة خالص خاصة في الغرب يعني يفضل أن الاسم يكون سهل شوية حتى أن الناس تعرف تنادي به. في يوم من الأيام كنت أركب الأتوبيس في مصر كان جالس أمامي اثنين إخوة ما شاء الله ملتزمين يعني اللحية طويلة والثوب قصير وكذا ما شاء الله يعني شوفهم يعني تقول ما شاء الله أسامة بالله حاجة ممتازة. فواحد منهم بيكلم ابنه بيقول لي يا أخي أنا مسمي ابني اسم جميل بس أصحاب أولاد في المدرسة بيقعدوا دايما يغزوه بالاسم فهو الولد حاسس إن الاسم مش كويس مع ان الاسم جميل واسم صحابه وكل حاجه. فصاحبه قال له طب اسمه ايه ابنك؟ قال له اسمه القعقاع. بس اصحابه بيقعدوا اولاد الذين بيقعدوا يضحكوا على الاسم. طب وابنك الثاني؟ اسمه حنظله. ما شاء الله ربنا يبارك في القعقاع والحنظله. ما ما شاء الله هي أسامي جميلة ما قلناش حاجة. عاوز تهتدي بهذه الصحابة رضوان الله عليهم وتسمي أسماء. في أسامي صحابة جميلة جدا ممكن أعد لك 20 اسم دلوقتي لا يزيد عن 3 حروف. عندك علي وعمر وسعد وحسن ومين تاني وأنس وبدر. أسامي كثيرة ما شاء الله جميلة سهلة وأسامي صحابة ومعناها جميل. فأنا لا أنصح يعني أنه تسمي بالأسماء اللي هي الكبيرة جدا التي يصعب على الناس النطق بها. There's nothing wrong in the sunnah or if you give your name, your son a sahabi's name which is big, but sometimes they are difficult to pronounce and they make it difficult for the children. And I was given the story of this gentleman I met in one of the buses in Egypt. He was complaining to his friend that the friends of his son made fun of his name. His son's name was Al-Qa'qa', so they were making fun of his name. And the other son's name was Hamdallah. And I was telling myself, subhanAllah, what if he calls his son Anas, or Sa'd, or Hassan, or Umar, or Ali? They are Sahaba's name, but they are very easy to pronounce, and they are beautiful. There is nothing wrong if you give your son a big name of the Sahaba, but make it easier for everyone. Make everyone happy. الأمر الثاني قابلت ولد معروف إنه الإخوة اللي هم من جنوب شرق آسيا من أفغانستان والهند وباكستان. They like to give their children names from the Quran. And mashallah, this is something good. We love it. Okay? If you call your daughter Sansabil or your son Yusuf from the Quran, nice. But sometimes they give names from the Quran with bad meanings. So you have to see the meaning before you give the name to someone. على سبيل المثال إذا سميت ابنك مثلا يعني عبد الله أو يوسف أو كان هذه أسماء جميلة من القرآن. قابلت مرة ولد أفغاني وكان بيدرس في جامعة الأزهر وقال إن هو اسمه أنا أذكر الاسم حتى الآن اسمه بسم الله وأبوه اسمه روح الله وجده اسمه ما شاء الله. فأنا قلت له إن شاء الله ما تخلف مشيئة الله تسمي ابنك أعوذ بالله. يبقى أعوذ بالله بسم الله الحمد لله ما شاء الله. في مرة ثانية كان في ولد أعتقد من إندونيسيا كان بيدرس في جامعة الأزهر وسألوا في أول محاضرة الدكتور يعني بيتكلم معهم وقال للولد يعني ما اسمه؟ الولد كان بيعرف عربي كويس. فقال له أنا اسمي في آخر آية في سورة البروج. قال له ما شاء الله أكيد اسمك لوح. قال له لا اسمي محفوظ. والله المستعان. الأسامي اللي هي من القرآن يعني سمعت أحد الإخوة من الهند قال إنه قابل إنسان في الهند اسمه أسفل سافلين لأنه الأب فتح القرآن وطلع الاسم وأعطاه ما يعرف المعنى. So some people give names from the Quran to their children. Sometimes the names are good, but sometimes the meaning is not appropriate Islamically. Like one time, this friend of mine from India, he said that one of his friends, his name was Asfala Safali, the lowest of the low. So his father just flipped the Quran, he saw the words, he liked them, mashallah, he gave the name, but he didn't know the meaning. And in South Carolina, one of my friends in the community is an engineer from India. He gave his daughter the name of Iram. Iram adat al-Imad fi surat al-Fajr. It's not a good name. It talks about the people of Aad, Fir'aun, and Thamud, so it is not a good name. When I spoke to him, he said he would change the name to a better name like Safiya and so on and so forth. معروف عندنا في مصر لما الزوج والزوجة لمدة طويلة يعني ما يعيش لهم أولاد كانوا يسموا الطفل اسم سيء حتى يعيش يبعدوا عنه الشياطين. فأنا شخصيا قابلت ناس في قريتي لهم هذه الأسماء يعني كان في خيشك وفي واحد اسمه حنكوش وواحد والله وغراب. So they just give these terrible names because These are the superstitions we have back home. If you give your son a terrible name, he or she, your daughter also, he or she will survive. Like this couple, they have been married for 10, 15 years. All their kids die at a very young age. So the superstition is if you give them a terrible name, they will survive. And I've seen so many people with terrible names. طيب نختم إن شاء الله حتى لا نطيل عليكم ببعض الكلمات الجامعة من عبد الله بن مسعود وهو رضي الله عنه عرف بحكمته وفصاحته. فعلى سبيل المثال قال: والله الذي لا إله إلا هو ما على وجه الأرض شيء أحوج إلى طول سجن من لسان. He says by Allah, with whom there is no other God, there is nothing in this world that is more deserving of being imprisoned more than your tongue. Put your tongue in prison, which means be quiet. Unless you have something good to say, shut up. Be quiet. And this is, of course, supported by the hadith from the Prophet ﷺ, وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. Let those who believe in Allah on the last day say something good or keep quiet. من مقولاته الحكيمة أيضا ليسعك بيتك واكفف لسانك وابكي على خطيئتك. Stay in your home. If you don't have anything to do outside, if you go to the masjid or go to the qahwa, cafe, to chit-chat or backbite, just stay in your house and save your rewards, your hasanat. Don't kill your rewards by backbiting and mentioning other people in a bad way. And be quiet, you don't have to speak. This is another advice from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. وَبْكَ عَلَى خَطِئَتِكَ. Cry for your sins. Cry for your sins. This is the only way to be forgiven. الأمر الثالث قال: ما دمت على صلاة فأنت تقرع باب الملك ومن يقرع باب الملك يفتح له أو يفتح له. روايتين جائزتين. As long as you are in prayer, he says, you are in actuality knocking on the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more you keep knocking, the more likely the doors will be open to you, which means you will receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last nasiha I want to mention from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said, خَيْرُ الْغِنَى غِنَى النَّفْسِ. The best wealth in this life is the wealth or the richness of the heart. وَخَيْرُ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. The best provision or zad in this life is righteousness. And this is a verse from the Quran. وَشَرُّ الْعَمَى عَمَى الْقَلْبِ. And the worst type of blindness is the blindness of the heart. وَأَعْظَمُ الْخَطَايَا الْكَذِبِ. The worst type of sins is lying. This is the worst sin in the sight of Allah. وَشَرُّ الْمَكَاسِبِ الْرِبَى. And the best interest you can make in this life is riba. This is the worst thing you can do in this life. وَشَرُّ الْمَأْكَلِ مَالُ الْيَتِيمِ. And the worst type of provision you take is the money of the orphan. If you abuse the money of the orphan, or if you take advantage of them, use their money for yourself, this is the worst thing you can do in this life. وَمَنْ يَعْفُ يَعْفُ اللَّهَ عَنْهُ. Those who forgive other people and have mercy on them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him or her and have mercy on them. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرْ يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَهُ. And those who forgive other people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. Before we leave, I'm going to ask a couple of questions. We've got some candy left. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is number what when it comes to the narration of hadith? طيب قلنا انه لما قرأ عبد الله بن مسعود ايات من القران وبكى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الايه كانت من سوره ماذا؟
النساء.
احسنت يا ابو ابراهيم. طيب the last one Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, what was his name before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed his name? Ahsant. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا Yeah, there is a rally in Churchill Square at 2:30 inshallah. Churchill Square. I like to call it Umar ibn al-Mukhtar Square. Because most of the Libyan rallies.
No, you're in Syria. بس بدنا الجميع يحضروا
Yeah, it's for Syria today. This is what I said. People can't do that. Yeah, the rally for today is for Syria, inshallah, at Churchill Square at 2:30. Inshallah. Jazakumullah. Salam.